Kelsey Chevrolet. I'm Lance McAllister. Thanks for being here. Let's jump into the Bengals conversation. The ballot is out. The much-anticipated, much-discussed Bengals Ring of Honor. Two are already in. We know of that. Two will join them for the inaugural class. 17 names on the ballot. Let's welcome in the senior writer from Bengals.com. That would be Jeff Hobson. How are you?
Lancer, how are you doing? Thank you for having me on.
Sure. All right. Did you play a role in this? Are you on some like advisory committee, advisory board?
Oh, I think I was around if anybody had a question. I was honored to even write about it. You know, it's a great day. It's a great day down here. It's terrific.
Jeff, how did the 17, or the players on the list at least, how did they learn of their name being on the ballot?
Each member of the Brown family, they were assigned a couple of players, and each member of the family called them and told them they were on the ballot, which I thought was a real classy way to do it. It was followed, you know, there was also a letter sent to them, and there's some great reactions, too.
You wrote about this, Bengals.com. You got in contact with some who were on the ballot. Give me the general vibe and the sense when they learned the news.
Well, I think they were honored to be on it. They ranged from, Kenny Anderson was thinking back on the whole history of the franchise and what that means to have this, to have the ring and to have a vote. And whereas Corey Dillon is, he thinks he ought to be up there, and he's hoping he gets up there, and he's he talked about really talking to a guy like Corey Dillon who gave so much to this franchise and talked about what it would mean to him personally to be up there. And he talked about how emotional it was for him to come back for the first 50. But he says, but this is the real thing, he said. And, of course, we talked to our good friend Dave Lapham, who was shocked, but who no question deserves to be on the ballot. But it was interesting to talk to Lapp because he, of course, he either was a teammate or covered everybody on the ballot.
Mm. Jeff, one of the byproducts of this, and I just love it, I put the question out there and I get a lot of response along the lines of, man, this is tough. I just can't pick two. That's, to me, that's a good thing. And I think that's exposing a lot of people who maybe didn't fully understand the history of the franchise and have lived by narratives over the years, and some deserved. But I think it's opened a lot of people's eyes to, dang, the depth of talent in this organization through the years is pretty impressive.
You're exactly right, Lance. I think the final vote is just part of the final vote is just part of it.
Yeah.
But the big part of it is the debate, the discussion, the fact that we're talking about Bengals history. I mean, there may be a young segment of fans that maybe they've heard the name Isaac Curtis, but they don't know the story. And this gives us the opportunity for people to learn, to maybe learn those stories or to have the nostalgia of hearing them again and remembering where they were when Kenny Anderson went 20-22 against the Steelers. Mm. Or maybe there's a fan out there who's just is the biggest Bengals fan you could ever meet. Chad Johnson's jersey, maybe the first thing he remembers is he or she remembers as Peter Warwick returning the punt in 2003 to beat the undefeated Chiefs. Maybe they've only heard the name Isaac Curtis. Now they get to hear the story about how Isaac Curtis changed the game. Paul Brown made sure they passed the rule, the 5-yard rule, so people would get off of Isaac Curtis. So this is a great opportunity with the thing. It's just not the guys that make the ring; it's the guys who were voting on all of them.
More information on the ballot and the Ring of Honor at Bengals.com/Ring of Honor. And while you're there, check out Jeff's stuff today and reaction from some of the Bengals greats at Bengals.com. Before I run out of time, let me get your thoughts on the draft and maybe the upper parts of it, what they did with getting the wide receiver, then trading out at two to go down a little bit. They got the offensive lineman, and they added some extra draft pieces.
They 7 out of 10 linemen. I was hoping they'd go in for 9 or 10. It was an old school draft. It was an old school draft, and I thought it was done very deftly because they figured out early. Remember, Lance, these guys have been working on this. We kind of stumbled into the draft in March. Guys like Mike Potts and Steve Adisovic, they're on this thing all year. Duke Tobin, they're on this thing all year, and they saw early. that this draft board was going to run out. You know, most of the kids went back to school. This thing was going to run out maybe after the fourth round. So Duke Tobin did a hell of a job getting extra picks in that, not one but two extra picks in the fourth round. And you know, they stayed. They I thought they did a hell of a job sticking to their board. I mean, you know, they got wide receiver, tackle. They just did it a little bit in a reverse order, you know, and they still got a 320-pound athletic man who can play tackle and guard. So I thought it was the trade, of course, was the key, because in a pool where there weren't as many players as there have been in the past, they went and got as many as they could before the fifth round.
Great catching up with you. Enjoyed the piece today with the reaction from the Bengals greats, and let's do it again sometime.
Would love to do it, Lance. Thanks very much for having me on.
Thanks, Jeff. There you go. Jeff Hobson, Bengals.com on the news of the day. The Bengals Ring of Honor, 17 players on the ballot. You'll get your chance to speak on that a little bit later on in the hour. And if you were a season ticket holder, you would be gold tonight for me. You will move to the head of the list. You are going to have the most significant role in all of this. I'd be curious which way you lean right now in terms of from a voting standpoint. Up next, John Thornton. For many, many a Thursday nights, we did the roundtable show together. The former Bengal, now Rock Nation agent, a couple of players in this most recent draft. I remember the conversations I've had with John over the years about his initial reaction when he came to the organization and walked in Paul Brown Stadium and just was taken aback by how little of the history of the franchise was on display. I'll be curious of his thoughts on the new Ring of Honor and the new uniforms, and talk a little Bengals, the draft, and some of his new clients as well. All of that is ahead. John Thornton is after news. It's R&L Carrier Sports Talk, presented by Kelsey Chevrolet on 700 WLW.
News, traffic, and weather. News Radio 700 WLW, Cincinnati.
The president's traveling roadshow on...